Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
Welcome back to Davin's Den. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Pip and I are here with our guest, Kevin Israel. We appreciate you guys hanging out. We're going to play a game that we do not play very often, because we don't play games that often. But we should play games more often, because god damn it, we need it. So we're not going to do scammers. But it's a fun game. One of our oldest games. It's called Boozy or Floozy. I will explain it right quick for you guys. What Boozy or Floozy is... It's a name, and it can either be the name of an alcoholic beverage or a name with something to do with sex. And very often you can't tell what it is. For instance, sex on the beach, if you didn't know what that was, you would just think it was a sex act, but it's actually a drink. But this is a little bit more involved than that. So we call it Boozy or Floozy. So if you guys are in the chat room, you want to play, you can certainly do that. So what I've done is I have come up with certain names of things. These are real names of things. You can look them up. And Kevin and Pip will have to guess whether it is Boozy or Floozy. Now, for each one they guess correctly, if the Boozy or Floozy, they get 1 point. If they can guess the sex act, they get 5 points in addition to that. If they can name ingredients within the drink, they get an additional 3 points. So, for instance, if the guess is Boozy, and they get that, and it's one, and then there's three ingredients in there, and they guess those, they can earn 10 points. On a thing. Pip will be keeping scores, high math, and everything. Fun game. Do you understand, Kevin? Where, Kevin, your microphone. Hold it. Kevin, turn on your microphone.
So one more time, I get to have sex with a drink?
No.
No. Christ.
Of course you do.
I'm having sex on the beach with
no.
a drink?
No. I get it.
I look forward to it. Okay. I'm sure I'm going to trash.
Wow.
How dare you, sir?
Kevin's very cocky. Ever since he lifted 400 pounds, he's really feeling himself these days. Very, very confident that Kevin Israel. All right.
First just like Rudy Giuliani, really feeling himself.
Well, yes, there he goes. He's a mayor material, this Kevin. All right, let's play the song for Boozy or Floozy.
Join us in the game where it could be sex or it could be alcohol. And the only people that are getting screwed are the ones guessing wrong. It's now time on Davin's Den for Boozy or Floozy.
Kevin, as our guest, I will let you choose whether you want to go first on this one or second. Would you like to guess first or second, Kevin?
I will give the lady the honors of going first.
Okay.
Oh, we're going to have to find one?
Yes. Well, we'll use Pip. All right, Pip, you go first. You both get to guess on this, but Pip gets first crack at it. Our first Boozy or Floozy is Growler.
Growler?
Growler.
Growler. I'm going to guess that this is Floozy.
Pip is guessing Floozy. Kevin, what would you guess?
Boozy.
Kevin's going Boozy. Well, Pip, give yourself a point. This is Floozy. For an extra 5 points, Pip, would you like to guess what a growler is?
Oh, boy. I'm going to say, because it says growler, that has to, it's something to do with a mouse. I wonder if this is sticking something other than a penis in the mouse.
Okay, that's very vague, but either way, you're wrong. All right.
Oh, okay.
A growler. Good. A hairy vagina that has an angry countenance and despises visitors. Synonyms are bear claw. What are you shaking your head for?
You want... visitors.
Kevin's shaking his head like he wants more Trump talk or something.
He's like, why did I agree to do this? Why? Why?
Oh, he doesn't work on a campaign anymore. He can do this. It's fine. So, Pip, give yourself 1 point.
I did, and I'm really glad I didn't win anything else. That's a hilarious description.
We are on our way.
The growler is also a bottle that contains beer.
Oh, okay.
All right, give Kevin a point, too.
All right, yes, because if it's... Because that is boozy-ish, so yes.
All right, but let's be honest. The floozy one was much more entertaining.
Oh, absolutely. But that's why I assumed it was boozy, because it's like a jug that contains beer.
All right. All right, Mr. Schmocky Pants. So we'll give you each a point for that. We'll take your word for it. Kevin, you get to go guess first on this one. A boozy or floozy, Cupid's Mark.
Boozy.
Pip, what say you?
I think that's floozy.
Pip thinks that's floozy. Kevin, you are correct. Give Kevin a point. It is boozy. Now, Kevin, there were three ingredients for 3 points each. Would you like to guess at what the ingredients are?
What was it called again? What was it?
Cupid's Mark.
I'm guessing it's Maker's Mark, grenadine, and soda.
All right. Well, Kevin gets 3 points for the Maker's Mark. What a Cupid's Mark is: 1 ounce Maker's Mark, chilled sparkling apple cider, maraschino cherry. So you
I knew it was something cherry based.
Something red, yeah.
In a champagne flute, pour Maker's Mark. Fill the glass with chilled sparkling apple cider and add a maraschino cherry. So Kevin picked up 4 points on that one, though.
God damn, you're good. Yeah, you are gonna. Map the floor with me. This is bad. I would have guessed Maker's Mark because of the name, and I would have guessed something red. Like, I was thinking grenadine, but the other ingredient, no idea.
Yeah, you would have, but you didn't. So what point is that? It's, you had a 50-50 shot, and you guessed wrong. Nobody gives a shit about what you would have done when you didn't do it, stupid. All right, Pip.
Fine.
Boozy or floozy, Energizer Bunny.
I'm gonna guess boozy.
Hold on, what the hell happened? You said boozy?
Yeah.
All right, Kevin. What say you to Energizer Bunny?
Floozy.
Kevin says floozy. Give Kevin a point. He is correct. It is floozy.
Damn it,
Kevin. For 5 points, what is an Energizer Bunny?
I'm gonna guess it's the act of having sex right after you had sex.
Interesting. I'm sorry, that's incorrect, but a very good guess. It's a person who keeps going and going during sex. So there's not...
All right. Sure.
All right. I believe Kevin guesses first on this one. Kevin, Creole Splash. Boozy or floozy?
Creole Splash. I want it to be floozy, but I'm gonna guess it's boozy.
Okay. Now, Pip. Pip,
this is really frightening.
Pip, why don't you walk us through what you won't choose before you decide what you do choose, so we can get the full process.
I'm thinking. I really want this to be a callback to something that Joe once did.
Ah, I see what you did there. A little thigh action. A little splash
thinking, I don't know if he was in Louisiana at the time. Yeah. I think I'm going to go with boozy.
You are both correct. It is boozy.
Okay.
Now, so you give yourself each a point for the Creole Splash. Now, there are 6 ingredients. So there's another possible 18 points to have here. Kevin, would you like to take a gander at what is in a Creole Splash?
I feel like this is a New Orleans type drink. I don't know. It's probably kind of fruity or like rum. Some kind of like fruit, like coconut.
That's two.
I'm going to end up with a daiquiri. So it's six?
Yeah, there's six rum, ingredients. You've named two.
Coconut.
Okay.
Rum, coconut. Pineapple. I'm really going towards the daiquiri now. Soda. A piece of pineapple and...
Well, is that... Well, you said pineapple already. So is one a piece and one a juice? Or what do you got here?
Oh, I meant, yeah, pineapple juice and okay. A piece of pineapple.
All right, so that's five. One more. Oh, is that five or six?
That was six.
Okay. Pip, what do you think is in a Creole splash?
See, I was thinking the same way, that it's going to be something that's fruity and tropical-ish. I'm going to say spiced rum.
Okay.
And pineapple and seltzer and grenadine, orange juice, and let's see, there'll be another thing, like regular rum as well.
Very interesting. Well, Pip, well, Kevin, spiced rum is one of the ingredients, so Pip, give yourself 3 points. Pineapple juice is one of the ingredients, so I believe Kevin guessed pineapple juice. Did you guess that too, Pip?
Didn't I say it too? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so give yourself another 3 points. Orange juice is an ingredient.
Oh, I said orange juice.
Okay. Splash of grenadine, which Pip said grenadine is an ingredient. Orange twist, which I don't believe anybody said.
No.
And maraschino cherry, which nobody said.
I said cherry.
You said cherry?
He did say cherry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he did.
All right, so Pip, what was the point tally on that one?
Well, I'm looking at, I got 9, and he got...
Both got 9.
9 as well.
And in addition to the 1 that you get for guessing correctly on that. You pour the rum into a highball or a Collins glass filled with ice. Fill the glass with pineapple juice and orange juice. Stir and add a splash of grenadine, the orange twist, and the maraschino cherry. The Creole splash. You guys did very good with that. Good job, guys. All right. Who guesses first on this one? I forgot.
I think I do.
All right.
Right?
I think so.
Pip, boozy or floozy for Dr. Cockmeister?
Well, now, I mean, it seems a little... Did we kill Kevin? It seems a little too on the nose to say that it's floozy, but it's just such a delicious title. I'm going to say floozy.
Pip goes with floozy. Kevin, what say you?
I'm a little upset that you knew my nickname in college, first of all.
weren't you pre-med at that point? So I don't think you were really Dr. Cockmeister.
It was Mr. Cockmeister.
It was Mr. Cockmeister.
Cockmeister.
And then you became a Cockmeyer.
I have the same train of thought as Pip, that it seems too obvious, so which I would guess that it was boozy, but I think because that it's reverse psychology, I'm going to go floozy too.
Very interesting. A lot of deep thought went into this boozy or floozy Dr. Cockmeister. And really, when you're dealing with the medical profession, you know you're working on a higher level. There's a lot of education involved. So I do appreciate the level of thought that went into this. Unfortunately, you were both wrong. Dr. Cockmeister, Dr. Cockmeister is a boozy that take it all in, kids. What's in a Dr. Cockmeister is Dr. Pepper. That's where the medical degree comes from. Cockspur rum, and Jägermeister. So you mix one shot of Cockspur rum with one shot of Jägermeister, complete with Dr. Pepper, and you serve it in a large glass. Ice cold Jägermeister and chilled Dr. Pepper should be used for best taste, and that is your Dr. Cockmeister.
That sounds like the worst tasting cock ever.
And that's saying something from you. There's been a lot.
Yeah. I know. That's why I felt free to say it. Yeah. I saved Kevin from saying it.
Yeah, but I could tell in Kevin's eyes. All right. So I believe it is Kevin's turn now. Kevin, boozy or floozy, flood the cave.
Flood the cave?
Flood the cave.
Oh, God.
Kevin is going with floozy. Pip, what say you?
I agree. That is definitely a floozy sounding thing if ever.
Give yourselves each a point for that.
Yeah.
You're correct, that's floozy. Kevin, what is flooding the cave?
I feel like it's when you finish in the behind area.
Okay. I like how you're trying to keep it clean for this segment. Okay, whatever. Pip, what say you? What is Flood the Cave?
I think that it's finishing outside of the vag.
I'm sorry, you're both incorrect. When you flood the cave, you're urinating in an orifice.
Oh! God damn! Oh, no!
Look at, like, Pip, like it stings or something. Like she had an open cut.
That's on the Trump menu.
That sounds delicious.
It's on the Trump drink menu.
No, that would be storming the cave. That would not be flooding the cave.
This may be TMI.
Okay.
This is on this show, what is.
Okay.
No. I'm saying I am firmly opposed to anything that you would normally put in the toilet being put on my body. Or
good.
In my body.
It's good
No.
It's good to know. Okay.
Ew.
Is that for those who wanted to know? I mean, did you think there was like, I wonder if Pip likes pee?
Well, I keep getting those questions in the chat room. No, I'm
okay.
No, but just, oh, the horror. What goes wrong at what level of development that makes somebody find that sexy time?
Okay. I imagine that's what it sounds like when your cave gets flooded. We'll move on. I believe Pip goes first on this.
I have to compose myself first.
Oh, Christ. This could be 20 minutes.
Okay. Whew.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Pip. Boozy or floozy, dancing leprechaun.
Oh, I really hope that this is boozy because I want to know what's in it.
Okay. Pip's Irish is getting up. She's hoping for boozy. Kevin, what say you?
I'm going boozy as well.
Give yourselves both a point. You're correct. It is
yes.
It is indeed a drink. It is boozy. Pip, there are four ingredients. Kevin, there are four ingredients. Pip, give me a guess on what those four ingredients might be.
Okay. Well, dancing Irish leprechaun. I wonder if it's going to be green or Guinness, but I can't imagine what you would mix with Guinness. I don't know a lot of drinks that are mixed with beer. Not that I'm a bartender or anything. Jesus. A dancing leprechaun. Well, maybe it is, like, Guinness and... Oh, fuck, this is hard. Or something green, but no.
Look at Pip. Look at Pip. It's like Donald Trump trying to come up with a healthcare plan. That's what's going on. She's just throwing words together and hoping that we'll believe that she knows what the fuck she's talking about.
No, wait. Let me back it up. It's got to be some kind of whiskey drink.
It's going to be big and beautiful, and we're going to love it. We know that much.
It's going to be whiskey.
All right.
And soda.
All right. That's
three. And what would be green? No, that would be so disgusting. Whiskey and soda and...
All right, Pip, today, please.
I just don't even know what else you put in there.
Well, of course you don't.
I have to stop at the two. Whiskey and soda.
Okay, that's a genius strategy. Just stop at the two.
I don't know what else goes in there.
Okay, you don't know anything that goes in there. Kevin, what do you say?
I don't.
I was also going to say Irish whiskey.
Okay.
Irish whiskey, coffee, creme de menthe.
Okay.
And soda.
Okay. Here are the ingredients. You 3/4 of an ounce of Drambuie.
Yeah.
1.5 ounces of Dewar Scotch whiskey. I don't believe anybody said Scotch whiskey, so I don't believe we can give a point.
No, we didn't.
Juice of half a lemon and 2 ounces of ginger beer.
This is gross.
Wow. What do you want me to tell you? I didn't come up with it.
That's more gross than flooding the cave.
I agree.
I don't know.
I agree. So what you do is in a mixing tin, half filled with ice, you add the drambuie, the scotch whiskey, and the lemon. Shake until tin is frosted. Strain out into tall glass over fresh ice. Add 2 ounces of ginger beer. Garnish with a lemon twist. Serve with a straw. Okay.
I have to say that it's more disgusting than the flooding the cave if you are the giver, but it is less disgusting than flooding the cave if you're the receiver.
I feel like if you're receiving it, you're pretty okay with it.
No.
I really appreciate the amount of thought Pitt puts into it.
I'll tell you, she doesn't put any thought into like the current events and the other shit we're talking about. But you know, flooding the cave, Pip's like, I'm in. We really need to discuss. And Booze, we really need to break this down. It's a dancing leprechaun for her Irish heritage. You know,
I needed to represent my kin, but I did a terrible, terrible job of it.
Kevin, you know this. When you're creating a show, it's best to. You know, have subject matter that engages your co-hosts. So that's what
it
I did.
It plays to my strengths.
Yeah.
Yes, that's really the key.
So who goes first on this? Who goes first on Boozy or Floozy here?
I think it's me this time. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Pip, Boozy or Floozy, glass bottom boat.
Oh God, I'm so afraid. I'm going to say that this is Boozy.
Pip is going Boozy. Kevin, what say you?
Boozy.
Kevin's very confident. Kevin's going strong to the hole on Floozy.
Is this your drink, Kevin?
No, he said Floozy.
I think I know exactly what it is.
So,
oh, Jesus Christ, I'm scared. Okay.
Well, give Kevin a point. He is correct. This is Floozy. Kevin, for 5 additional points, what is the glass bottom boat?
I believe it's when somebody lies beneath a glass table and another person takes a shit on the glass table while the person's lying beneath it.
Ding, 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 ding. Winner right here. You know, Kevin Kevin can no longer practice law, but he can tell you how to get a nice glass bottom boat. So good for Kevin Israel right there. Nailed it with such confidence.
This is the highlight of my week so far.
This is the type of confidence one needs when they're arguing before the Supreme Court. That's the level of confidence Kevin Israel brought to the glass bottom boat right there. Really, he knew it. As soon as I said it, he's like, "This is in my wheelhouse. This is a hole in one. I got this shit down." Good for Kevin.
Don't you dare
pay $500 for something you remember it.
Don't you dare be proud of yourself, Kevin Israel. This is horrifying.
Excellent job, my friend.
I'm so proud of myself.
Excellent job, my friend. All right. I believe Kevin goes first on this one. Kevin,
yes.
Boozy or Floozy, French horn?
Floozy.
Not the same amount of confidence.
Nope. No.
Pip, what say you?
I am also thinking Floozy.
Give yourselves each a point. You're both correct.
Oh, boy.
Kevin, what is a French horn?
It's when you doing something orally to somebody's butthole, blowing into the butthole, while playing with the ball.
Okay. That was not very descriptive, by the way. That was...
Blowing into the butthole.
While
playing with the person's balls.
Okay. All right.
That's very descriptive.
Well, now that he put it together...
Should I act it out?
Listen.
Should he tell you which fingers are used?
If you got your podcast co-host, I'm not going to stop you. Pip, what is a French horn?
I'm thinking that French horn is like circular. I am thinking sticking your dick in somebody's ear.
Because it's a horn?
Because of the circular horn. like French horn, kind of ear shaped. I don't know.
It is fascinating to hear how Pip gets to these answers. All right, I'm sorry, you're both incorrect.
Oh my God!
A French horn is a sex act that mimics the playing of the French horn. As the couple kisses, one partner fondles the other's genitals with one hand. Kevin's on the mark right here, while fisting her ass with the other, changing the pitch of the sounds that emerge from the rear blowhole. The reactions for those who are not watching are completely different. Kevin is loving it, laughing hysterically. Pip is waving her hands as if somebody is coming to French horn her right now, and she's waving them off. Pip is waving off the French horn, like, "Nay, nay! I do not like wind instruments."
If only I remembered what it looks like when somebody played a French horn, I would have gotten it.
Please.
Brilliant. Ah, kudos to whoever came up with that.
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, God.
See, where I think our show excels above all others, I'd like to think we're entertaining and educational. We're playing on a whole nother level. We talked policy. We talked policy and politics the first couple segments, and now we're just educating you folks so you can go out in your life and drink and fuck. That's what we do here.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
All right, Pip. Does Pip go first? I believe Pip goes first on this.
I can't bear it.
Compose yourself, Pip. Boozy, boozy or floozy, dizzy Lizzy.
I'm thinking that's floozy.
Pip is thinking floozy? What say you, Kevin?
Boozy.
Boozy. Kevin is correct. That is boozy. So please give Kevin a point. So there are four parts to the Dizzy Lizzy. For 3 points each, Kevin, what is in a Dizzy Lizzy?
Vodka. Vodka. Soda.
Mm-hmm.
Lime. And grenadine.
Well, you got the club soda, so give Kevin.
Wait, do I get to guess?
No, you guessed
or
wrong.
No?
You guessed wrong. You don't get
to
guess.
Oh, that's right.
You're a loser. So give Kevin an additional 3 points for the sparkling water or club soda. He gets club soda. Unfortunately, he got no other points because there's lemon juice, 1.5 ounces of sherry, 1.5 ounces of bourbon. To make the Dizzy Lizzy, you combine the bourbon, sherry, and lemon juice in a Collins glass filled with ice. Stir and fill with sparkling water or club soda. So, kids, we have two more to go. We have two more to go in the boozy or floozy. Pip, what is the status of this riveting horse race as we go down the stretch?
Oh, my God. I have fallen off of the horse, and I'm clinging to its belly.
She's about to play that horse like a French horn.
I'm not going to do the math just now, but it's pretty obvious that I'm getting beaten like, I don't know, like a red-headed stepchild.
Well, then you better pay attention here.
I am.
Got two more to go. I believe Kevin goes first on this. Kevin, boozy or floozy, dream of cream.
Say that again, grain of cream?
Dream of cream.
Dream of cream.
Dream of cream.
Too obvious. I'm going to go boozy.
Boozy. What say you, Pip?
I think it's boozy.
I'm sorry. You're both incorrect.
Oh, God. I was afraid of that.
Dream of cream is a wet dream.
Oh.
That's usually the reaction. That's usually the reaction when you wake up. Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, Well, I mean, that would be kind of disappointing because you were asleep through it and you didn't get to feel it, right?
No, you feel it. You feel it.
Oh, you do?
But you just
Does it wake you up?
No, you just wake up in a puddle of yourself. Like a little sticky puddle.
Yeah.
All right. The final booze. Yes, thank you, Pip. The final boozy or floozy. I believe Pip goes first on this. Pip, boozy or floozy, dogs in a bathtub.
What's in a bathtub?
Dogs in a bathtub. Kevin's an animal. Kevin's an animal lover, so a lover, and he loves dogs. So I thought this would be a fine theme to end with.
Dogs in a bathtub. I'm afraid it's floozy.
Are you afraid of your answer?
Yeah.
All right, Kevin. What say you? Boozy or floozy?
Floozy.
Give yourselves each a point. Pip for 5 much needed points. What is dogs in a bathtub?
I'm thinking it's sticking toes up somebody's butt.
That's what I was going to get. Damn it.
You still can. Is that both of your guess?
That's what I was going to guess, yes.
Aw. I feel like you guys have experienced that together.
Kevin, you weren't supposed to talk about it.
I was
going to
say, sticking your foot in somebody's ass.
Well, guys, I understand the thinking because dogs is another name for feet. That would make sense. Unfortunately, it's much worse than that.
Oh, no.
Worse?
brace yourself.
Yes, that is actually what one would say when doing dogs in a bathtub. Brace yourself would probably be announced. Dogs in a bathtub, kids. Gather around ye old computer to listen up. When a man attempts to stuff his testicles in his partner's anus, so named as it is as difficult to keep nuts in an ass as it is to hold two dogs in a bathtub.
Oh, God.
I've actually heard of that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What was that, a Thanksgiving?
Yeah. When my fraternity brothers and I get together, that's one of our favorite games. Boys will be boys.
Let's play dogs in a bathtub. All right, guys. First we do the fraternity credo, and then we do dogs in a bathtub.
How horrible.
Well, second one, person who doesn't guess correctly has to eat this little cracker with his cream on it.
Oh, no!
All right. So, Pip, give us a final tally as we wrap this up, and I will discuss with Kevin the show. As this was his first, this game, as this was his first exposure, Pip will do the math. Kevin, what do you think of Boozy or Floozy?
I love it. Good game.
You like the game?
I do. It's just lowbrow enough to get me where my humor is, but it's interesting enough to keep my mental gears churning.
I appreciate that. And there was no better example of mental gears turning as Pip would walk us through the process, which is what you're really looking for. And then as Pip had a 50-50 chance of guessing, she would guess incorrectly and then say why she really meant to guess the other way.
You could smell the smoke coming from Pip's brain factory.
Yes.
Well, you know, I have nightmares after the show when we play this game.
Pip is our own little Dizzy Lizzy. That's what Pip is.
And I also have to, like, smack Mr. Helix away because you gave him ideas.
It's going to be dog. Well, you do have an anniversary coming up. Please tell us how the glass bottom boat goes over.
Let him have some dogs in a bathtub.
Dogs in a bathtub. But Pip has, like, butt issues. So I really think a glass bottom boat is more like Pip's style.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Did we not discuss the number one and number two issue I have?
Well, maybe Mr. Helix...
But it's not going on the body. It's going on the table.
You know what?
Anywhere near me.
What do you got? What is this? Your 10-year anniversary, Pip? Is that what's coming up?
Yes, it is our 10-year anniversary.
Happy anniversary, Pip, on Halloween.
10 years, 10 years is the glass bottom boat anniversary.
Actually, no. That's the 5-year. The 10-year anniversary is flooding the cave.
I thought it was like pewter or something. Not cooter.
No. You're absolutely incorrect, Pip. I don't know what you're looking at. You got to stop saying get out of the card stores and go where Kevin and I shop. That's where you'll find the real anniversaries.
Well, we are going to be staying home this 10th anniversary, and hopefully when, you know, the world opens up again, we'll have a whatever year it is anniversary party again. We like to do it on the fives.
Well,
but
Pip, I think staying home in a COVID anniversary is a great time to get together with some boozies and floozies. You can make some cocktails, and you could try out some of the floozies.
Well, we'll see what we've learned from this show ends up being incorporated into the celebrations.
That's another reason to tune in next week.
And some French horn. That's the mix that you should be looking for.
And you know what's interesting?
I'll record, Kevin, the sounds I make.
That's an excellent suggestion because both Mr. and Mrs. Helix are music lovers. So
there you go.
So it might be time to play the old French horn.
The Dizzy Lizzy loosens you up, and the French horn goes in.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to be loosened up quite a bit if there's a whole fist involved.
Listen, everybody loves a puppet show. There's nothing wrong with this. Pip, what is our final tally for Boozy or Floozy?
Well, I didn't completely embarrass myself.
Hold on. I think you did.
I may have.
Yes.
I did get 20.
Oh,
however,
good.
Our guest here got 32.
Wow. Well,
I'm at a different level. I am the LeBron James of the Boozy Floozy game.
Your fraternity would be very proud. I do feel that you did very well in this. You were on the money for a lot of the Boozy or Floozy. It makes me think maybe it was too easy.
This is going in my fraternity newsletter.
As well it should. Well, Kevin, kudos to you. Congratulations, Kevin. And I think we're all winners here. I really feel we all learned something. Let's thank some people who make this possible. Then we'll find out where Kevin's going to be. And I'll make my little announcement, and we'll get the heck out of here. We would like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued sponsorship of the show. Russ himself has played Boozy or Floozy, and I believe he enjoyed the One-Eyed Pirate, if that rings a bell. I don't know if he enjoyed the act, but I remember he and his wife was listening, and they enjoyed that title of a One-Eyed Pirate, which was a sex act, as I recall. So thank you, Russ. Pip, what do you got for us?
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you have been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary needs, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner, Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch, in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment, starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event is not just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. The next show is scheduled for December 11th, 2020, starring Chris Monty. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey, or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Laugh at home comedy. Nothing can compare to seeing a live stand-up comedy show in person. The feeling of a group of strangers having a shared experience, the performer talking directly to you, and of course, you letting the performer know how much you're enjoying them. Laugh at home comedy brings that to you in the comfort of your own home or business. Whether it is one of our comedy club style shows or a private event for you and your friends or coworkers, Laugh at home comedy will bring the live comedy experience to you in the comfort of your own home. Of course, that is done via Zoom, so everybody's nice and safe and have a good time. You go to laughathomecomedy.com or give us a call at 4551-404-309. 4551-404-309. For Kevin, what do you got?
You can check out my my website, kevinisrael.com, for upcoming dates. I'll be at Bananas Comedy Club next weekend, the 6th and 7th, I think, with Chris Monty in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. You can get my album, The Struggle is Real, on iTunes and everywhere else. And you can check out the podcast I have with fellow comedian Kevin Goatee, Gutting the Sacred Cow, guttingthesacredcow.com. Every week we bring on a different guest to try to take down a popular, successful, or beloved film.
And it's a ton of fun. Nice.
Well, I'm going to announce here, I too will be at Bananas on November 20th and 21st. In Hasbrook Heights, and I'll be opening for Tommy Davidson. I've never worked with Tommy before. Of course, he of In Living Color fame, so that should be a good time. Of course, you know, we're all saying these are going to happen. Now, Bananas is socially distanced and safe, but, you know, COVID's on the rise. So I recommend if you want to see live comedy, you really should fucking hurry the hell up, because I don't know how long this is going to be going on.
Yeah.
For tickets, call 201-727-1090, 201-727-1090. Kevin, thank you so much for spending your evening with us.
Yes, thank you,
Kevin.
Thank
you for having me. This is a blast. It's wonderful to see you guys.
Wonderful to see you. Wonderful to see you from a distance. Maybe one day we'll all do this in person. But you know what? We'll get this before we get out of here. An election prediction, Kevin. Who's going to win the president? See.
Biden by a hair.
Biden by a hair, not a Harris, by a hair. And will the Democrats take control of the Senate?
Yes.
Okay, you heard it here first. Political insider Kevin Israel. So we'll be here on Tuesday night as that's going down. But, you know, it's going to take days, weeks, years, decades till we get the answer. But you heard it here first. Well, Joe will hopefully be with us next week. It was fun tonight. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.